Hi, I'm Mark Valley. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Hey, thank you, Mark Valley, star of stage, screen, and television, and Showtime, and HBO, and Encore, and everything else. How are you? How's it going, everybody? Welcome to episode 70 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. And as always, I am your host, David Guerra. Wow, I'm former member of Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade. How are you? How's everybody? How is your spring going? How was your Easter holiday, if you celebrated Easter? And if you did not, how was Easter? I celebrate. So, how's it going, everybody? Hope everything and everyone is well. Everything is going great. And ready to hit the summer, the hot, insane, the insanity of the heat of wow, crazy. But hey, we could be out in the four ring doing some parade practice. So if you happen to find yourself out there, be sure you hydrate. Anyway, again, I want to welcome you back to episode 70 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. And it is, as I'm recording this, April 3rd. Wow, can you believe that? April already. That is, wow, April. April 3rd, and I hope everybody in at the Berlin Brats Houston Regional had a great time or is having a great time. Well, it would be had a great time because hopefully it's over, but if you're still out there partying, keep on keeping on. And thank you, Yashika Lowe, for stopping by and chatting with us and talking about that Berlin Brats Association Houston Regional meetup there in Pearland, Texas at King's Beer Garden. Hope everybody had a wonderful time. And as a reminder to everybody else, listen, if you've got reunions, meetups, or hangouts, or just getting together with a couple of friends and you want to invite some others, let me know. We'll get you on here, or we'll just put it out there for everybody. We'll get a notice on the website and on the Facebook pages, and we'll have some fun and share your information with everybody else. But if you're perfectly happy keeping it tight, keeping it close, that's fine too. Don't worry about it. It's all good. It's all good. Let me know either way. Well, listen, what else is going on? Yes, just let you know that we are all caught up on the email ads and changes and deletions. And these are the units that are up to date as of this last registry update. The 592nd Signal Company. Headquarters and Headquarters Company, 4th Battalion, 6th Infantry. F Company, 40th Armor. Combat Support Company, 3rd Battalion, 6th Infantry. Alpha Company, 4th Battalion, 6th Infantry. The Berlin American High School, or as I rolled that into the HHC Berlin Brigade, and as well as HHC Berlin Brigade. so be on the lookout there. Charlie Company, 4th Battalion, 6th Infantry. Charlie Company, 3rd Battalion, 6th Infantry. The 287th MP Company. Combat Support Company, 4th Battalion, 6th Infantry. Headquarters and Headquarters Company, 4th Battalion, 502nd Infantry. The Family Members page, we've got a new entry there. And Bravo Company, 3rd Battalion, 6th Infantry. All of those pages, everybody, have been updated. They are up to date. New names, additions, some changes. I want to remind you, the only way you can get on there is to send in the registry form. Do not use any other contact form. The registry form, because it has all the information I need for you to fill out, so it all sits in there wonderfully. Now, in that registry, I wanted to share with you real quickly, there is a section called State. What state you're in. What state are you currently in? And inebriation is not one of the states I'm looking for. However, it will be accepted as an answer, but it's not really what the whole purpose is. The state of, you know, like Texas or Minnesota or New York, wherever you happen to be. And why? Well, because every once in a while, we'll get requests from the press, from news sources, or from something's going on somewhere in the country, and they're looking for locals. And so they'll ask, like, you know, hey, is there anybody from Michigan that was in Berlin during this time? Was there anybody from California that was in Berlin when the wall came down? And that's why I asked what state, because what I'll do is I'll go in there and I'll take a look and I'll see, you know, who first of all was in the time frame that they're looking for. And then I'll look at the state. And if, say, it was somebody from California that happened to be there when the wall went down, I will pass on that information. and not pass it on to them. I'll pass it on to you to say, hey, look, we got a request from somebody and they want to know if you're interested. And I'll let you know first before I'll let anybody else first. Because again, you make the contact. I'm just the middleman. So we've got that under control. That's what the state is for. It's just, again, if you're interested to be contacted or if you're interested in talking to somebody, then that just facilitates the contact a little bit easier, a little bit faster. And why in the past, before I started this, it would be just a kind of a shotgun effect and I'd shoot it out there to everybody. And we actually got a couple of people making contact. Unfortunately, one person was like in Virginia and they needed somebody in California. So clear across the country, it just didn't work out. And that's all right. Back in 2009, they needed they were looking for people to do a panel discussion about the Berlin Wall, and they wanted either somebody who was there when it went down or somebody who was there when it went up. And this was in Missouri. This was in St. Louis. And unfortunately, fortunately, I only had two names. Unfortunately, two names from Missouri. Unfortunately, I had like a truckload from all over the country, but not anybody local, just except for those two. And unfortunately, those two could not make it. So that's what that was about. Let's see. So the past couple of episodes, I talked about the motion picture Bridge of Spies and Race, that Jesse Owens story of the 1936 Olympics. Both movies of which were, you know, both movies were set in Berlin. Bridge of Spies begins, but it ends in Berlin. There we go. One set during the Cold War, Bridge of Spies, and the other during the 1936 Olympics in Berlin, and that was Race. So I want to continue the conversation of movies set in Berlin a little bit. I mean, of all the hundreds of thousands of movies set in Berlin, I'm going to ask you a question. Well, I'm going to ask you two questions. Which one is your favorite, and which one did you like the least? That's it. I want to know. Personally, there are a few that I do not like, but there are two that stand out as I like them above all. The first one is Wings of Desire, or Der Himmel über Berlin. Über Berlin, there we go. It's 1987. It's a drama about an angel falling in love with a human, which also concerns the divided city and its fate. Now, really neat, and this is directed by Wim Wenders. It's a pretty cool movie. If you have not seen Wings of Desire, it is really, really cool. And this continues on in two more movies. And Wings of Desire was also remade into an American movie. I forget the name of the movie, but it starred Nicolas Cage and Meg Ryan. And that movie was City of Angels. It's a story of an angel who happens to end up in Los Angeles, and then he starts spending time with the Meg Ryan character, who happens to be a doctor. And well, he falls in love with her, and you know the only way to be with her is to lose your wings. And again, that's kind of that. It was an okay movie. It wasn't the greatest, but definitely that Wings of Desire definitely did the trick. I really liked it. Great shots, great sceneries, great location, obviously, but shot throughout the city. It was really, really interesting. The next one is 1-2-3. Remember that one? James Cagney? 1-2-3. It was done in 1961. It was Coca-Cola and the Cold War before the Berlin Wall went up. Remember that? He plays a Coca-Cola executive sent to Berlin, West Berlin, to kind of bring Coke to the world. Yeah, or to the West and the East. Anyway, pretty interesting little story. There were some shots, some footage shot on East Berlin before the wall went up. And it kind of gave you it showed you a little bit of the political climate at the time. And that was pretty interesting. It was pretty cool. But it was a funny little movie. If you get a chance, check it out. Again, that's Wings of Desire. And 1-2-3, Billy Wilder. Thank you. That was the director of 1-2-3. Oops, sorry about that. Keep hitting the desk here for some reason. And I just can't seem to stop hitting it. There we go. Yep. Oh, yeah. The release date was December 1961. So obviously it was, and I'm talking about 1, 2, 3. It was after the wall went up. So there we go. Now, got a couple of things for you. We actually got one thing for you. What is your favorite movie set in Berlin? And you can do that by letting me, and I really want to know, and I think all of us want to know, just kind of have a consensus of what is the favorite movie set in Berlin. And you know, it could be, what was that one, that James Bond movie? Oh, it was shot in a Grunewald, and they made it look like it was West Germany. Oh, jeez, what was it called? Not For Your Eyes. Is it? Was it For Your Eyes Only? Or Octopussy? I'm not too sure. Which one? For Your Eyes Only? And it was, oh, is that the one? No, that's the submarine. That was the nuclear submarine. That's right. It had to be the other one. The one with Roger Moore. That's right. Oops, where it starts off with the clown. Oh, geez. Man, see, I'm getting them both mixed up. That's right. That's right. Starts off with a clown. He breaks into the British embassy and he drops his Fabergé egg. Remember that? That was Octopussy. That's the one. That's the one. It had that little one-person jet thing at the near the beginning when he was trying to escape. That was pretty cool. Then the circus and all of that. There we go. So it could be Octopussy. That was set in Berlin. That's a movie. Don't forget, what was that one? Gotcha, or that American kid. And he meets that Russian, or she pretended to be Russian, but she was a CIA. Gotcha, remember that one? That was, he showed some really nice scenes of Spandau Citadel. Very interesting. So again, what is your favorite movie set in Berlin? And let me know by filling out the form on the BerlinBrigade.com page for this podcast for episode 70. And who knows, you might just win a copy of that movie. Now, seriously, what I'm going to do is, out of all the entries for that, I'm going to give away a copy of someone's favorite movie. So I'm going to pick somebody. So be sure you enter the name of your favorite movie set in Berlin. And if it's on film, I mean, it could be that that Metropolis back in, what, 1930s movie, 1920s movie, Metropolis. It was a silent film, but that was pretty cool. It could be that movie. That might just be your favorite movie set in Berlin. And then again, it might not be. But again, let me know. And if it's on DVD, and we can do it, but you, I select you, well, you're going to get a copy of your favorite movie. So that's all you got to do is just head on over to the BerlinBrigade.com page, click on podcast, click on episode 70, and down at the bottom, there's going to be a form you just fill out. And basically, it's just your name, your contact information. I'll take care of the rest. And I do not share the contact information with anybody else. Well, except for like Amazon, when they're going to send you the stuff. Like when I recently sent out the copy of the Bridge of Spies DVD. Somebody won that. So again, that's who I share it with. Other than that, I don't share it with anybody else. What else did I wanted to cover something else. And for some reason, I just can't remember. But like I said earlier, again, I hope the Berlin Brats Houston Regional went off without a hitch. Hope everybody had a great time. And Yoshika or anybody there that was there, let me know how it went. We'll mention it on the next podcast. Also, remember, reunions, meetups, and hangouts, let me know. And email, ads, changes, and deletions have been done for about 10 pages on the website. So check that out. And again, don't forget, submit what is your favorite movie set in Berlin. Listen, everybody, until next time, my name is David Guerra. I thank you for stopping by. I thank you for listening. I do appreciate it. You take it easy. Take care. We'll talk to you soon. Auf Wiedersehen. Danke schön. Tschüss.
The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a David Guerra presentation.
Endstation. Bitte alle aussteigen.